Hey, Industrial Talk is brought to you by Cap Logistics. You want to minimize downtime? Absolutely. Increase reliability? You bet. Ensure operational profitability? Yes, you do. That means you need 24/7, 365 insights into your supply chain. Look no further. Cap Logistics. Go to caplogistics.com or just call them. They're great people. 800-227-2471. Also, AI-Dash. AI-Dash is on a mission to create a greener, cleaner, safer planet from space. AI-Dash helps core industries become more resilient, efficient, and sustainable through the power of satellites and AI. Go out to AI-Dash.com. Find out more.
Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's
go. All right, once again, welcome to Industrial Talk, the number one industrial-related podcast in the universe that celebrates industry professionals all around the world. You are bold, you are brave, you dare greatly, you're solving problems, and you're changing lives. Therefore, you are changing the world each and every day. Why not celebrate? You must be celebrated. And we are on site. DistribuTech 22, Dallas, Texas is the place. And we're just having a great time because there are a lot of great people. It's fun talking about people who have met people for the first time and only knew them virtually. How about that? We have Vera in the hot seat. GE is the company. GE, is it GE just Grid Solutions or GE? What is it?
GE Grid Solutions, there covering grid businesses.
There you go, man. That's a big topic. That everybody has a grid around the world, huh?
It's the greatest industrial system done by mankind.
See, I never heard that one. That's a good one. You're right about that, aren't you?
Yes.
Because when I was, an old lineman, it was pretty simple. It was pretty linear. It was like generation down to me, consumer, flipping a switch, and it was good. Now it's completely different. It requires companies like yours.
Well, that's quite a big change. You start by how you enable the energy transition. So we're changing the way we generate electricity. It's no longer predictable, dispatchable. It's going to be renewables, connected to transmission, connected to distribution, even connecting in the rooftops of the houses. So that's a massive transformation on what the grid needs to host and to enable.
And that's a technology equation. I mean, there's a human component, but to be able to do that in as real time as possible and be able to match load, you know, you still want to be able to say, hey, flip the switch, it all works. You know, that's a challenge.
I would say there's a human component, which is society expectations.
Yes.
On energy transition, on prosumers being part of the choice.
Yeah.
On how they produce, when they consume, wanting to support.
Yes.
The system with demand side flexibility. But definitely the technology play will be critical to enable all this transformation.
So where do we in this whole journey, it's the ability to be able to communicate with I'm not saying disconnected, but if I have a car and it has a battery, I'm a part of the solution, theoretically. And then if my neighbor has a battery, we two together are part of the solution of being able to make sure that supply, demand, and we might be able to be called into action. Where do you see it starting? I mean, you mentioned something about pulling all of these elements together. Can you sort of help the listeners understand what GE Grid Solutions is providing?
So we're helping to pull the elements together with quite of the hardware equipment. So the grid is and will be a physical infrastructure. But at the same time, we're working on the control and digital layer that orchestrate the different resources across the system.
Okay.
To make sure we still have the lights on when we need.
So definitely, so you're at the hardware. Of course you're GE. Yeah, come on. As I shrug my shoulder, absolutely. And then of course that digital layer, because do you see it sort of rolling out? What is your what's your expectation of this grid of the future?
Some key places that this we need to enable this transformation while we keep the system resilient, stable, reliable. That's really an expectation from society, from our customers. And the grids, the digital layer will be working in very strong coordination with the way we control the grid operations, with how we digitize, we maintain, we run the assets, as well as how we operate it in real time. So I would say hardware controls are going continue to be deeply connected, communications infrastructure. So I would say it's like a multi-layered grid where everything needs to be interoperable and work seamlessly together.
That's a bold vision. Now, as a utility, let's just say I'm an investor-owned utility. Where do I even start? I mean, this has multi-layers, and I don't know how to, can I do it incrementally? Does it have to be sort of all or nothing? How do you approach a project like that?
There is an incremental side to it, because we're building and transforming an infrastructure that has about 100 years, and that we're not going to restart from scratch. But it depends very much. Every system will have challenges that come first. So I would say systems with a lot of PV, decentralized resources, will need to modernize their distribution grid. That comes from advanced energy management systems for distribution, forecasting, observability, yes, control. In many cases, when we have offshore, that's one of the big wind offshore, you're going to have to bring this off-sea infrastructure, these super grids, and connect them to the shore. And that is a whole new challenge that we need to be addressing. And in all cases, we're transforming the physics of the grid. So making sure we have a stable system that we provide somehow the same type of ability for the worker or operability of the grid as we had in the past is going to be something that will be key across all the different systems.
See, and maybe it's me, but it's challenging to know, because if you know the physical realities in the field, and I think of all the relays, I think of all of the equipment that's out there in these boxes that are in the room. There's a box over there, and then there's boxes everywhere, and to be able to do it effectively and modernize the grid is monumental, and of course you need to do it incrementally. I don't know how you, and of course the cost. I'm not going to go out there and say, hey, I got to change this relay. I'll change that relay, and I just change relays. That doesn't make sense if you don't have that overall strategic vision of where you're trying to take that grid.
I think it's important to have this transformation roadmap and understand what are the different areas to modernize and the strategy to do that. Modernization of protection and control is a critical piece of this.
Huge.
Evolutions to advanced software tools that are helping to orchestrate the grid. So this is very much areas where the customers are focusing quite a lot. And then in many cases, we are connecting new technology, high voltage DC, FACTS devices to help stabilize the grid. So I would say this is a journey that we're on it together.
That's an understatement, because and you have to get it right. You don't have many bites at the apple, shall I say, because if I as a consumer have flickering lights, I'm not happy, and somebody's going to know about it, and I'm not the only one that has flickering lights, and so you have to get it right the first time. How do you address the issue of just technology? There's a velocity that exists here today. You know, here's version one, and then next week there's going to be version 20. But whatever that looks like, and it's like 1 week. How do you bake that into the strategy of saying, hey, I just bought this and it's already obsolete. I need, you know, how do you do that?
I think what we're trying to go to with the customers is really having solutions that going to go from the monolithic solutions where you, as you say, you will need to replace everything into modularized solutions, microservices, ways that you can patch, for example, cybersecurity upgrades,
that's
software upgrades,
yeah.
Remote device management. So all of these are critical things to enable the transformation while making sure that we keep the cost and that the customers will still be able to operate this grid that is becoming different with many more devices, connected devices that you need to visualize, you need to control, you need to manage, and making sure that we did this by facilitating their task.
Because as you continue to digitize this grid, that we glossed over it briefly, but there's that cybersecurity component. This is critical infrastructure. It has to be done delicately, I would imagine. That's just one guy's opinion. But to be able to do it and do it correctly, you have to secure those devices or you got an issue.
This is definitely something the industry has been working already for quite a long time, because digitization of the grid is not something new. It's been starting, and it is in a way a new vulnerability to the grid, so something we need to control. And there's been quite a lot of work in terms of standards, in terms of protocols, in terms of architecture of systems to enable the cybersecurity, as well as quite a lot of investment to making sure that we have products that are secure by design and that we can easily upgrade and patch the systems, because it's a constant changing race, I would say.
Yeah, it's dynamic. There's no doubt about it. It's to some extent, it's like nailing Jell-O to the wall, because it's not just GE. There are other companies that are creating new use cases, that are coming up with new technology, new innovation, yeah. And how do we manage that properly? Wow.
This is definitely something we are working on as an industry. There's an ecosystem of partners, an ecosystem of solutions, and it's definitely not a problem that one company can claim to solve on its own and provide a one solution fits all. It's really a joint effort.
So you bring up an interesting point, and I've mentioned this. I think, although the challenges of the pandemic are obvious, don't get me wrong, I got it. But then there's this other side of the pandemic where it really amplified the need for us to collaborate, where we don't have all the answers. And I need trusted people like GE and others to come up with a solution that makes sense. And I don't like the bad side, but I think the good side is people realize, I can't do it myself.
That's really something that's been becoming very clear to the industry, which is that collaboration will be absolutely critical for us going forward. Collaboration with customers, collaboration even between competitors, to making sure that we set technology path and we work on the solutions. And I would say that innovation collaborations, we have launched Digital Innovation Lab, where we're working with customers on these future use cases, incubating solutions, but making it very concrete, going from the slides to use cases, to test cases, to demos, and then expanding it. And I see that this is something that we need to continue doing for and even reinforce. We really need to collaborate much earlier with our customers on technology.
Yeah, yes, because if you don't, and I make this recommendation, if you're thinking about getting involved, you need to do it now. No, in fact, you need to do it yesterday, because you're going to be behind the eight ball so quickly because of people like you and GE. You're just constantly saying this is the way we need to go, and it's always a human equation, right? Like the technology is a technology; it's that human element right there. All right, how do people get a hold of you? Because they need to get a hold of you, because you're that good.
I wouldn't say, but I'm quite available. I'm quite active on social network. I'm very connected to the industry communities, research environment. So I think it's easy to get hold of me.
Yeah, don't come complaining to me, because I know it's going to be out on Industrial Talk. That's one. So that's Vera Silva, CTO, GE Grid Solutions. Absolute stellar. You're great, man.
Thank you.
All right, listeners, we're going to wrap it up on the other side. All the contact information for Vera and then some. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
Thank you once again for joining Industrial Talk, the leader in industrial entertainment. I just came up with that. And it's an ever-expanding ecosystem of problem solvers like Vera. Reach out to Vera. Go out to her stat card on LinkedIn. Reach out. You will not, again, be disappointed because she knows what she's talking about. And in the space of utilities, it is changing, and you need incredible leaders like Vera, like GE Grid Solutions to help you along with the journey. Go out, visit Vera. All the contact information will be out on Industrial Talk. As you can tell by the noise in the background, we were at DistribuTech 22. Now, you need to put that one on your calendar for next year, 23. It's going to be bigger, grander, and the way technology is growing and expanding and the speed and the velocity, the only thing that I can recommend and suggest is that you get engaged. You begin to collaborate, and you got to educate, just because it's happening, and it's happening fast, and the only way that you're going to keep up with it is that you're involved and engaged. Go out to Industrial Talk. Find out more if you are interested in collaborating and getting your story on the podcast. All right. Be bold. Be brave. Dare greatly. Say it all the time. That's what you are doing. You are changing lives and you're changing the world. The ecosystem is wonderful. Get engaged. And you're going to continue to change the world. Thank you very much once again. Thank you to Vera. And we're going to have another great conversation coming to you from DistribuTech shortly. So do not go away. We will be right back.